on how far this country would be willing to go in helping an anti-Castro uprising or invasion in Cuba?
Well, first I want to say that there will not be, under any conditions, be an intervention in Cuba by United States Armed Forces. And this government will do everything it possibly can, and I think it can meet its responsibilities to make sure that there are no Americans involved in any actions inside Cuba.
Sunday is a perfect day for a trip to the beach.
I hope you can still dance, Edward. A
couple of days, we'll be doing the cha-cha in El Comandante's bedroom.
I'll try to remember to bring my dancing shoes, Richard.
Morning, Ray.
Mr. Hayes. Miami and our op center off Guatemala.
Pack a bathing suit, Mr. Bronco. We're going for a swim.
What do you make of our chances for success?
If we get the support that we've been promised, I'd say it's fairly certain. But if there are any doubts, I can still put out the fire.
It's gone beyond that.
Rocking chair is still smiling.
It's the White House.
Everybody's waiting for the good news. Godspeed.
On your back, come up to the mountains. We'll go fishing.
Yes, sir. He's been put on notice.
In Cuba, sometime before dawn, the invading forces' B-26 bombers give air cover to men landing on the beach. As the sun rises, there's a surprise attack from Castro's Air Force. The B-26s are shot down. Without air cover, the anti-Castro forces' ships are attacked, and the men are cut off from their supplies. The situation looks dire.
Where is the air support?
Where
the hell is the Navy? Would you throw something into this vital point in the battle?
Enemy
in red trucks coming from Red Beach are right now 1 kilometer from Blue Beach.
2,000
militia attacking Blue Beach from east to west.
We need
close air support immediately. Well, I am destroying all my equipment and communications. I have nothing with which to fight. I am going to the woods. I cannot wait for you. I am going to the woods.
parásitos y los hijos de los parásitos que quieran enarbolar la bandera. Vergonzosa del crimen y la prensa.
They knew where to find us. There's a stranger in our house.
Setback.
Sometimes the best laid plans of mice and men.
Be very careful.
I'll be fine. You worry too much.
Just please be careful.
Everything's fine.
Goodbye, son.
Goodbye, father.
tea and I'm coffee. But hark ye, my merry friend, hast ever thought that beneath this gay and frivolous sexy there may lurk a
canker worm?
Miss Buttercup, Skull and Bones, accept or reject?
Accept.
Not a word to anyone.
How does it feel being a woman?
Why do you want to know?
Gentlemen, I will remind you, you have all taken an oath of secrecy. You have been chosen to become members of America's most secret society. For over 100 years, Skull and Bones members have included a president, vice presidents, Supreme Court justices, congressmen and senators, captains of science and industry, the very best of America.
They bar the sword, their advisor, their veteran, or their kaiser, or bomb, or life.
Personally, getting pissed on is personal, Mr. Russell. I take it very personally.
Edward,
we're all in this together.
Come back inside.
We're brothers for life.
Tell us, Mr. Wilson, brother to brother, something you've never told anyone before. Your most guarded secret. Something you will need to trust us with.
It was the 4th of July, 1925. I was 6. I was playing tag with a friend of mine.
Edward, careful.
And I tried to get away from him, so I ran up the stairs into my parents' room. And I hid in the closet. I looked at my father's clothes, and hanging there was his admiral's jacket. And then I heard a sound, and I saw my father. And I must have made a noise because he turned and came into the closet and opened the door.
Have you ever made up a story, Edward? Told your friends something you knew wasn't true, and you know that if they found out, they wouldn't like you anymore. Why? Because you lied to them. Do you understand?
And he asked me if I knew what trust was. And I said, trust is when you feel safe with someone.
Like with my friends. Like with you, my mother.
And then he said, don't ever lie. If you lie to your friends, they won't trust you. And you will have nothing. And you'll never be safe. He told me to go downstairs and watch the fireworks because they'd started. And then he shut the door. The sound of the gunshot was very different from the sound of the fireworks. And even at 6 years old, I knew there was a big, big difference. There was a lot of blood.
Father?
And in his left hand, he held a note that was sealed. I don't know why, but I took the note and I put it in my pocket. I always said it was an accident. It wasn't an accident. My father killed himself.
To the place where Louis dwells. To the dear old temple bar we love so well. Sing the woodland booths assembled with their glasses raised up high.
Congratulations, Mr. Wilson. I'm Richard Hayes, Master of Secrets and Orders. What did the note say?
I told you I never read the note.
You didn't read the note?
No.
My father said your father was going to be appointed Secretary of the Navy until his loyalty was brought under question. We're not going to have a problem with your loyalty, are we?
And yet, a certain word, a glance, a guise, will mirror never show, reflecting not my gaze, but my uncertain question caught inside a shadow of our shifting eyes.
That really is quite elegant, Mr. Wilson. Good order, very precise. Feeling of the unknown. Fine poetry is the music of mathematics. Numbers. Singing. You have to look behind the words to understand their meaning. Right, well, good night, gentlemen. Mr. Wilson, may I see you in my office for a few words? I'm recommending you as editor of our poetry magazine, The Poeticus.
I'm honored. Thank you. I appreciate your faith in me.
Never be ashamed of your abilities, Edward.
Isn't there a picture that used to sit on the mantle there? It was a group of soldiers.
It's my father's Crimean War Regiment. The glass broke. I'm having it mended.
I remembered it because it reminded me of my father. He was in the war.
I think we're being watched.
Being watched? What do you mean?
There's a man in a hat.
I don't see anybody.
You know, there's so much I'd like to share with you, Edward. You know, hardly anything about you at all. Apart from you being a particularly bright student. I feel that we have a kind of kindred spirit.
I really should be going.
Oh, I've started to write something. Perhaps you'd like to hear it. Bud has burst on the upper bough. The linnet sang in my heart today. I know where the pale green grasses show, by a tiny runnel off the way. And the earth is wet. A cuckoo said in my brain, not yet, not yet. I haven't finished it.
Excuse me. Please.
I'm sorry. I can't hear. What's your name? I'm sorry, would you say it again? I have to read your lips.
Edward.
Hello, Edward. I'm Laura.
I'm sorry, would you say that again?
There isn't one person in 100 who would walk by a hat on a bench without giving it a second look. That says a lot about you, Mr. Wilson. You don't distract easily. She's a very pretty girl. Sam Murak. I'm with the Federal Bureau of Investigation. Might as well walk along with you. I had a chance to have a talk with a fraternity brother of yours, John Russell, the senator's son. John said you might help us. You're friendly with Dr. Fredericks?
He's my thesis advisor, if that's what you mean.
He's been recruiting faculty members and students to join an organization called the American-German Cultural Committee. It's a Nazi front. Did he talk to you about that?
I'm a poetry student, Mr. Murak. I'm not political.
We'd be very interested in finding out the names of some of the other organizers from the Cultural Committee.
Are you asking me to spy on Dr. Fredericks?
I'm asking you to be a good citizen. You blow that thing up, it'll be fine. I'll be seeing you.
In Poland, Hitler watches German regiments stream across the River Saar. This was part of the river line which the invading army forced in its flanking drive through southern Poland. Nazi Führer makes a quick tour in the conquered nation among the soldiers in captured towns. Hitler has given the word of war, and war it is. Poland has been guaranteed...
Ladies and gentlemen, it is a great privilege to have with us here tonight Mr. Haupt, the Führer's education minister. Mr. Haupt.
Good evening. Thank you, Dr. Fredericks, and members of the American-German Cultural Committee for giving me the opportunity to come to Yale. Germany has always been a country of...
Yes, it's very interesting. It has been great. Excuse me.
Someone's in here.
Enjoying yourself,
very much so.
I'd like to meet Mr. Haupt, Dr. Mannheim.
Yes, we've
been. I've been asked by the faculty chairman to relinquish my post here at Yale. Now, you'll hear many reasons for what caused my departure. Suffice it to say, I'm leaving with my name intact. Good luck in your endeavors. Now, Edward, what did I do to deserve this? Have you such little regard for me that you betray me for my political beliefs?
You know, and I know. Trumbull Stickney wrote that poem in 1902. You were my teacher. You betrayed me.
Funny.
That's not it. That's not true.
It's okay. happy to be with you.
Would you like to dance?
I'm not a very good dancer.
That's all right. I'm not a good dancer either.
Excuse me, everybody. I have an announcement. I've just been told England and France declared war on Germany. But please continue dancing and enjoying our music, and I'll update you as the information comes in. Thank you.
Before long, we'll be at war, too. Would you like to get a room for us? Thank you, Edward.
For what?
For being so nice.
We're taking a propaganda lambasting around the world. Why is it not useful, sir, for us to explore with you the real facts behind this or our motivations?
There's an old saying that victory has 100 fathers and defeat is an orphan. And I wouldn't be surprised if the nation's board interviewed God.
Hello, Edward. What are you doing here?
There are only a handful of us, until moment zero, who knew where we were going to land in Cuba. One of us couldn't keep a secret. I know it wasn't me.
Mr. Allen asked for the Zapata list of personnel who participated in the operation. I don't have one.
No, Mr. Allen, I'll give him the list personally.
We're in the same boat together. A leaking boat.
Don't ever think we're in the same boat, Mr. Hayes.
We're either going to sink or swim. Together. People like us. We don't let each other drown.
much as I feel can be usefully said by me in regard to the events of the past few days. Further statements, detailed discussions, are not to conceal responsibility because I'm the responsible officer of the government.
Mother? Father? This is Edward Wilson.
Hello.
Senator?
Yes, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
This is Philip and Patty Allen. Mr. Allen was president of Bones, class of 12.
Welcome to our little clubhouse.
Thank you. Where's Clover? There she is.
Thanks.
This is my sister Clover. Hello, Edward.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bonesman!
All here!
Reverend Collins will offer grace.
Bonesman first.
Dear God.
God second.
We thank you for guiding the Evans Family Trust in the care of our beloved island, so that we may come here with our families and our friends in comfort and in privacy.
Just one of them, my heart will kiss. You and you alone bring out the gypsy.
Don't you dance, Mr. Wilson?
Nobody asked me.
Huh? Well, I think I'll take my chances. I'm asking.
Above all, I want my arms above you. So don't you
John is very fond of you.
I'm very fond of him.
He's talking of going off to fight with the English. My father is particularly pleased about it because he's one of the organizers of America First. Wouldn't look very good for an isolationist son to go off to war, would it?
Your brother John is a man of great conviction. I admire
him. And what about you, Mr. Wilson? What do you believe in?
Are you in school?
You don't say very much, do you?
When there's something worth saying.
Oh, well, I think I'm going to like you.
Mr. Hayes, gentlemen.
General William Sullivan. Edward Wilson.
It's a great honor, sir.
I get up and shake your hand, but my fucking feet are killing me. Something about too much sugar in my blood and my urine. So when do you boys start your pissing contest?
I'll excuse myself.
Thank you, Philip.
Why don't you sit down?
You understand that whatever we discuss here doesn't leave this room.
Of course.
We'll eventually get involved in this war, not because we want to, but because we have to and we should. And the President has asked me to look into creating a foreign intelligence service, and if that happens, I'll be looking for patriotic, honorable, bright young men from the right backgrounds to manage the various departments. In other words, no Jews or Negroes and very few Catholics, and that's only because I'm a Catholic. You'd be trained and commissioned in the Army and posted overseas. If it's something you're interested in, you'd have to be ready to leave at a moment's notice. I don't want your answer now. Just think about it. But this isn't a bunch of fraternity boys sitting around playing with their pricks. This is for real. For America.
afraid. Have fun.
You behave yourself.
I'm supposed to be looking for the perfect husband. Are you the perfect husband, Mr. Wilson?
Perfect in every way.
And is there some reason that you won't put your arm around me? To its senses, I'm going to travel. London, Paris, Rome. You can come with me. Is everything all right? We're worlds apart.
What do you mean?
I feel like I'm just a curiosity to you.
That's not true.
I feel like I'm not real to
you. That is not true.
Edward.
That is not how I feel about you.
Edward? Looking everywhere for you. My sister, she's pregnant. I know you'll do what's expected of you.
Edward Bell Wilson, take Margaret Ann Russell to be your lawfully wedded wife, to love, honor, and cherish in sickness and in health, in good times and in bad times, until death do you part.
I do.
I now pronounce you man and wife.
See you. Excuse me, Mother.
Did your mother and I ever tell you where we took the island? Actually, she's North Carolina.
Mr. Edward Wilson?
Yes, sir.
If we could speak alone, sir.
Would you like to sit down?
No, thank you, sir. General Sullivan sends his regards. And to ask you, sir, if you're still interested in seeing the rest of the world.
Yes, I certainly would be.
Good afternoon, sir.
Thank you. Came through, I'll be going overseas.
When?
In 1 week.
What are you going to do, Edward? Save the world?
The photograph is particularly dark. As we can see, there is a Caucasian man and a Negro woman. The resolution breaks down pretty quickly. The film stock is definitely Russian, low grade. One of the areas we've been focusing on is the mosquito netting. Mosquito netting is predominantly in Africa, Southeast Asia, any tropical climate. The window curtains here have a distinctive pattern on them of baobab trees, also seen in Africa. Next to the curtains, we can see the building's balustrade. There's a pigeon here. It's kind of hard to make out. Pigeons are mostly found in urban areas, town squares.
If you listen closely, you'll hear an airplane. We've washed it out. By the sound of the thrust of the jet engines, we can determine that it's a plane taking off, no more than 1,000 feet off the ground, which would further suggest a large urban area. On this section of the tape, when you clear out background noise, you can hear a female voice.
I love you. People who really love each other don't have secrets. You are safe.
Assuming we're talking about the same woman, the linguists tell us her accent is French.
Her accent is French.
There's one word here we can't make it out yet. There's an unidentifiable noise washing her out.
I don't know who that.
It plays throughout the recording at a high frequency, suggesting an air raid siren of some sort. We're going to keep playing with it.
This is a time for everyone to stand together and hold firm, as they are doing. I express my admiration for the exemplary manner in which all the air raid precaution facilities of London are being discharged.
May I help you?
Yes, I'm here to see the tailor about a fitting for a new suit.
Certainly. What kind of suit would you be interested in this evening? A tweed or worsted? Perhaps a nice gabardine?
Perhaps a worsted and a tweed.
Both single-breasted?
Yes.
Two or three buttons, sir?
Three buttons.
If you might come this way, please, sir. Please, our senior tailor will be right with you, sir.
Thank you.
Welcome to London. You're going to have to learn as quickly and thoroughly as possible the English system of intelligence, the black arts, particularly counterintelligence. The uses of information, disinformation, and how their use is ultimately power. They've agreed to open their operations to us. They can't win the war without us, but they don't really want us here. Intelligence is their mother's milk, and they don't like sharing the royal tit with people who don't have titles. Your London tutor is waiting to meet you.
This way, sir.
London 4 3 Delta. 3 7 6 5 6 5 4 9 3.
14-07. I should have known better than to use Stickney. Job well done, Mr. Wilson. You blew a 2-year operation for me. I told General Sullivan to keep an eye on you. Just as well, really. I was beginning to long for the bone-chilling cold of home. It isn't personal.
Mr. Carlson, is this the American Trade Bureau?
Which product?
Dry goods.
You're late?
Yeah. That's what my mother said.
Raymond Duca Bracco, born May 8, 1907, New York City. St. Ignatius High School, Fordham University. Married Anita Del Vecchio. 2 children.
Stephanie and David.
Six foot 2, 182 pounds, black hair, brown eyes, military record, 5 years, intelligence. Anything you'd like to add?
You want to look at my ass, too?
You're working for me, Sergeant Brown.
I'm working for the United States government.
In this office, I am the United States government.
You're pretty sure of yourself as somebody who just began. They wouldn't tell me your name.
Then how do you know you're not in the wrong place?
They said you were a serious SOB that didn't have any sense of humor. There can't be 2 of you.
Are you going to answer it?
Depends if I'm working for you or if I'm not.
One of your jobs, Sergeant, is answering the telephone.
Yes, sir.
Use your tradecraft well, particularly the use of black propaganda and the ingredient known as playback. Understanding how effectively your own disinformation is actually working on the enemy.
It's almost 4.
How do you spell syphilis? Is it 1L or 2?
Syphilis. 1, I think. I never had it.
It's vital to penetrate the enemy's intelligence services. Push them into an unreal world, as it were.
Doctors in England today announced that medical records taken from Adolf Hitler's personal physician, Dr. Theodor Morell, reveal that Mr. Hitler had contracted syphilis while serving in the German armed forces during World War I.
The very qualities that make a good intelligence officer. A suspicious mind, a love of complexity and detail, are the very qualities of someone you'll be observing.
Good evening, Lord Kuvar. I have some information that might be of interest to you.
The mental facility to detect conspiracies and betrayal are the same qualities most likely to corrode natural judgment. Everything that seems clear is bent. Everything that seems bent is clear. Trapped in reflections, you must learn to recognize when a lie masquerades as the truth, and then deal with it efficiently, dispassionately.
We know you've been passing information to the German High Command.
Never give anyone time to think.
Now, I'm going to offer you one of 2 choices.
You set the tone of the discussion and quickly come to the point.
Either you can be executed for treason, or you can continue to spy for the enemy and provide them with the information we provide you with. Pass this on to your German friends, and if I find out it wasn't done, there won't be a second chance. You quite simply be hanged as a spy. Do we understand each other?
How do we know he won't be working for 2 masters?
Precisely. We don't.
How do I know if I can even trust you?
You won't. I mean, I hope you're lucky enough to meet someone you trust. I've got to say, I haven't.
You must be young Edward.
Dr. Fredericks has told me so much about you. Arch Cummings.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I understand we're never like mine on many things. Good schoolboys, Yale, Cambridge. Dreamers. They say to be an exceptional intelligence officer, you have to have a steady mind, an unwavering sense of belief in what you're doing, and to be a hopeless romantic.
American Trade Bureau. It's overseas, it's Senator Russell for you.
Hello?
Yes? Yeah, yes, I can hear you. Thank you for telling me. Goodbye.
We had a boy.
Would you mind if we called him Edward? If we called him Edward Jr.?
I love that. I think it's perfect. Fit for a king.
That's what I was thinking. Fit for a king.
Like Edward. Oh, I think he likes it. So how are you? Are you saving the world and keeping us safe?
Sometimes. What color are his eyes? Hello? Hello?
When he's old enough, you can leave it to him. It's a first edition. Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol. It was my father's. He would read it to me when I was a boy.
Thank you.
I had an unfortunate discovery today. A man that works for me sat just outside my door. I found out he had given a rose to a woman with a small note. The rose was quite lovely, an Abyssinian rose. Its stem neatly wrapped in silk paper, all quite beautiful and touching, save for the fact that the paper was filled with secret writing for her German friends detailing changes to the American order of battle here.
Excuse me, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
How did the Irish poet say it? Their friend for today is tomorrow's heartbreak. Do you know what my deepest fear is? That I will end up friendless. Completely alone. I think you two know each other.
Richard.
Hello, Edward.
Didn't expect to see you.
Mr. Hayes has come over to work with us in special operations. I hope you don't mind. I've invited him to join our conversation. I'm afraid our dear English teacher has a bad habit of making easy friendships. You know, of course, about his particular sexual tastes. I'm afraid he's not been very discriminating in his partners. Some people are extremely worried about his exposure. I hope you two can help sort this rather delicate matter out for us.
Problem for the British. Why are we involved?
The British are a civilized people. They don't eat their own. They have somebody to do it for them.
So why are you telling me?
I'm giving you an opportunity to handle it, or somebody else will.
Being brought into this. If the headmaster won't listen to reason, you might want to tie your shoe. I'm sorry it has to be this way. It's not something I'm happy about having to be doing.
Have you thought at all about maybe going back to teaching again, full time?
They're concerned about my personal associations, aren't they? Cambridge boys stick together like glue. I'm far too democratic in my taste for them. They have like press trousers and proper buttons. No, I've done all the teaching I intend to do. I am who I am. I'll suffer that.
Please, you've given all the service that you can.
It's time to retire.
The good schoolboy will be close by. He'll want to know my response. I understand if you want to tie your shoe. It's a dirty business, Edward. I've been part of it for far too long. You might want to think about getting yourself a new pair of shoes, Edward. There's a wonderful shop in St. James's. Mr. Pettibone's. He's bootmaker to the king. But then, I suppose we all are in our own way, aren't we? Bootmakers to kings. Get out while you still can. While you still believe. While you still have a soul.
It appears the word we couldn't make out had its sound waves significantly clipped by whoever made this tape. We restored it by amplifying specific frequencies seen on the oscilloscope. Cochinos is Spanish for pigs.
Let me hear it again.
Cochinos.
And the siren noise we couldn't pinpoint before were hiding church bells. For some reason, other noises were added to distort the bells.
In the makeup table's mirror, you can actually make out the reflection of a church steeple whose three belfries correspond with the bells you hear.
The volume indicates that the church is across the street, again, possibly on a town square.
On the nightstand, we can see a clock radio. It reads almost 10 o'clock, which would correspond with the church bells.
I also have audio of a ceiling fan. It's a four-blade standard ceiling fan. We don't know where it's from.
There is something here. Could be nothing significant. Maybe a candle, a paperweight, or it may be something personal that we could identify the people in the room with. We're going to wash it again, maybe see what's there.
How long till there's some definition as to exactly where we are?
We're going as quickly as we can, sir.
Der Stadtkommandant von Berlin hat die Zuteilung von Reinhold und Kohle an die Bevölkerung der Stadt verordnet. Die Abgabe wird nur gegen Kohlenmarken gewährt. Alle Bewohner sind aufgefordert.
Oh, it's over and you're a little boy.
Good, thank you. You know, he's almost five.
You made quite a name for yourself in London. The World War is over. The war for the world has just begun. In every liberated country, there will be a battle between us and the Russians for the hearts and minds. Since we dropped the bomb, they're feeling a little short between the legs. The Russians still live in the 19th century. Beets and potatoes. All that will change dramatically. But right now, they're gobbling up territory, taking home every scientist they can steal. In 10 years, they'll have the bomb. We have to get anyone that can be useful to us out in Berlin before they do. Churchill was right. I shouldn't have stopped marching until we reached Moscow.
They're from Switzerland. I had been sent with the pouch to Berlin. They were a weakness of mine. When I was a child, my mother would always reward me with a chocolate.
It's a dreadful habit.
Chocolates or seeking approval?
Both.
Ich war Offizier in der Abwehr.
He was an officer in the Abwehr, German military intelligence.
Ich weiß, wo bestimmte V2-Raketenwissenschaftler sich verborgen halten.
He says he knows the location of certain Nazi V2 rocket scientists in hiding.
Ask him where he wants to go.
Wo möchten Sie denn hin?
Ich möchte nach Chicago gehen. Ich habe Verwandte dort.
He wants to go to Chicago. He has relatives there.
Tell him if he provides us with the names and locations of the scientists, I'll arrange an exit visa for him.
An ex-Waffen-SS group commander would like to speak with you about asylum. It's very ugly, isn't it?
It isn't meant to be jewelry.
I lost the sound in one ear altogether. I can hear with the help of of the apparatus out of this ear, but they say in one ear or so.
You hardly notice it's there.
Prepared to offer you some Jewish scientists liberated in the East for some Nazi scientists you have here in Berlin.
These are the names we're willing to discuss.
Understand your kryptonim for me is Ulysses. Isn't that for the James Joyce book or the Greek myth? Do you know what our code name is for you? Mother. I took the first hot bath yesterday. I've taken in 3 years. Since the siege of Stalingrad, I sat for hours looking out the window, soaking. When I was a soldier, my fingers were frostbitten. Since then, when I get cold, there is a pain.
Maybe you shouldn't live in Russia.
We all have our weaknesses. What is yours? I had heard you were silent. Made of stone, they said. What is the expression? The silence is deafening. You're going to be a formidable adversary, mother. I look forward to our association. I hope it lasts for a long time.
Fan. It's called a Fouad. It's Belgian. The object on the nightstand. I'm still trying to find out what this is. Just can't get any more definition out of it.
Who is this?
Who's this?
Hello, Father.
You have a birthday coming up.
I'm going to be 5 soon.
Well, you're a big boy.
I'm bigger than Andrew, and he's 6.
Is your mother there?
What? I can't hear you.
Is your mother there?
She's getting dressed to go out with her friend. He has a new car. He let me drive with him.
Hello, Mr. Wilson. This is Edna. Mrs. Wilson's upstairs. She's getting ready for dinner. I'll tell you on the phone.
I'll call back.
Pardon me. Do you need me for anything else?
No, thank you.
Gute Nacht.
Gute Nacht.
Do you ever eat, Mr. Carlson? I like to cook. Would you like a home-cooked meal? Have you ever read Ovid, Metamorphosis, in the original Latin? It's quite beautiful.
I grabbed a pile of dust and, holding it up, foolishly asked for as many birthdays as the grains of dust. I forgot to ask that they be years of youth.
Bravo.
I should be kind.
Would you like to stay?
Would you like me to?
I would like you to very much. Maybe we could go somewhere together? The lakes in Bavaria are so beautiful. There was an inn there before the war where they served breakfast in bed all day.
Anna.
I hope you never go home. river is really a beautiful place. I was born there. My grandmother lived there. I really miss her. Why don't we go?
Be called Margaret now. It's very nice to see you.
It's good to see you too. I made something for you. You see? It's a ship. But it's got the flag of England. And then I put a pirate flag there. And if you like, you can count how many sails there are. You want to try that?
Fifteen.
That's right. 15. No, it's yours. I made it for you.
Maybe we could sleep in separate beds for a while, just until we get to know each other again. I'm made up of the spare room.
All right. What do you hear from your brother John?
I thought you knew he was killed in Burma. In 1944.
You never mentioned it in any of your letters.
There wasn't very much to say. Six years is a long time. I was lonely, and I was with a man once. He wasn't very interesting. Were you with anyone?
It was a mistake.
Thank you for the ship you made for me.
You're welcome. I'm glad you like it.
Mother said you were in the war. Did you fight? Did you kill anybody?
No.
Good night.
Good night.
Hello, Edward. Hello. Hello, dear.
There's somebody waiting for you in the den.
General.
Edward. I'm sorry to barge in on you like this. Your wife kindly helped me to a drink. My feet, I keep cutting off pieces of them. It's not dignified for a man to have to die from the feet up. While everybody's been feeling good about themselves, the Soviets, without firing a shot, have taken over half the world. They're breathing down our necks. They'll be in our backyard before you know it.
So I've been telling the president about the need to create a new foreign intelligence service, one that would do in peacetime what OSS did during the war. Philip Allen will be heading the agency. Richard Hayes will be his exec, and you'll be taking Division C, special operations that report only to the director. It would be limited to overseas, obviously. Subversive operations, intelligence gathering and analysis. And I'd be interested in your thoughts about this. Particularly in your area of expertise, counterintelligence.
I'd be glad to help in any way I can.
That's right.
Edward, go outside. Excuse me, sir. Margaret. Thank you.
I have to tell you, I have some real problems with this whole thing, despite how much we need it. I'm concerned that too much power will end up in the hands of too few. It's always in somebody's best interest to promote enemies, real or imagined. I see this as America's eyes and ears. I don't want it to become its heart and soul. So I told the president for this to work, there's going to have to be some kind of civilian oversight.
Oversight? How can you have a covert organization if you have people looking over your shoulder?
You know who gave Hitler his power? The clerks and the bookkeepers. The civil servants. I have this one weakness. I believe in a just God. I always seem to err on the side of democracy.
Be a nice place to raise a family. I never made the time. I'll be dead in less than a year. I love this country.
We all do, sir. We all do.
No matter what anyone tells you, there'll be no one you can really trust. I'm afraid it all is in the world of corruption.
I was under the impression that Dr. Ibanez supported a democracy.
I'm afraid he's changed his mind.
Well, doctor started to believe his own propaganda. I mean, you dreamed this guy up, Edward. Helped get him elected.
Those are the Soviets, International Department of Central Committee members, Trubnikov, Khrushchevnikov, who have become overly interested in their natural resources, particularly coffee. Our economic interests are being compromised. To say nothing of the dangers of a Soviet presence so close to home. For security, Edward, we must establish our own presence there.
It stopped. Can you go back? Go back a little bit. Run it from there. I just thought I saw something.
I want you two to put your heads together on this. Michael will be going down there as an agricultural specialist with the Mayan Coffee Company, non-official. He'll be our eyes and ears.
Congratulations.
Thank you, sir.
Good luck.
Thank you.
I wouldn't wear my class ring down there.
Yes, sir, of course. I want all intelligence on this subject with me and no one else.
I believe that's what you're looking for. That'll do it.
Esta planta de café muestra que nuestro pueblo, el resultado es tener una sociedad más productiva, de progresar y ganar estabilidad económica para igualar el imperialismo que oprimen hoy a nuestros trabajadores, ya serán vencidas. Con la satisfacción de uno que ha hecho lo que es debido, con fe en el futuro, ¡viva la revolución! ¡Viva nuestro país, querido!
Mr. Wilson, this came for you through the Carlson cover address. There was no card.
Tells us that you work with the CIA. My wife has a vivid imagination. I'm a trade advisor, civil servant.
What do you do? You leave at 5, you're home at 10, 7 days a week. You don't say a damn word to me. I live with a ghost. I don't know what you do.
Call back.
Say something. Talk to me. Say something. Look at me. Say something.
Remember what I said. Don't touch anything. All right?
Merry Christmas, Margaret. Edward?
Merry Christmas.
Is this young Edward? Would you like to come inside and meet our very special guest this evening?
Would you enjoy having young ones in the house?
Oh, Santa Claus. Would you like to meet Santa?
Yeah.
Come along.
He's wonderful, Mitchell.
Yes, she is. Come on, Santa.
Maybe you'd like that.
Tell me what you like for Christmas.
Would you like a drink of?
Thank you.
I believe congratulations are in order. The doctor has no more patients.
The cost of malpractice.
Good. Gentlemen. Edward.
Philip.
Well, gentlemen, you can all be very proud of what you've started. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, Bill.
Merry Christmas.
So, Christmas is a surprise. You like surprises, don't you? Well, it makes you have lots of surprises. Things like that, okay? I'm sure Mom and Dad agree that that would be a good idea. Surprise is the best part of Christmas, don't you think?
How about games? How about ball games?
Oh! Can I get you a towel?
I'm so sorry.
Are you all right? All right. I think we should go home.
Lower your voice.
You can use our bath if you'd like. I might have some dry clothes.
Thank you. Come with me, Edward. It's all right. Come with me.
Can I help you up, Mrs. Wilson?
Sleighs all tonight. Oh, jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Here's the season to be jolly. Oh, la, 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 la. Jolly now our day of peril. Oh, la, 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 la.
Coffee Company's board of directors. Remember what I said to you about brightness.
Oh, you want to say that?
You look good, Edward. How long's it been? 7, 8 years? A lot of water under the bridge. Caroline and I were just bought our first house. Everything's already broken. I spend my weekends fixing things. By the time I get everything fixed, it'll be time to sell the fucking house.
Maybe you can give me a heads up on somebody.
You're asking me to give you FBI files of an American citizen? You know I can't do that. It's against the law to spy on citizens.
Keep it. Maybe someday you'll change your mind.
Office.
How is the fishing?
It was a bad year. The water is too high. I understand you wanted to personally give me the operations Zapata list yourself. There isn't one, is there?
You know it was a silent operation.
It wasn't silent enough. I've been asked by the president to suggest who we no longer need with us. Who would you recommend, Edward?
I serve at the pleasure of the director, sir. I'm just a gatekeeper.
Why is it that people like us choose to serve for nickels a day in a profession that makes us constantly look over our shoulder to see who's watching us?
When will you make your decision?
Decision? I serve at the discretion of the President of the United States. I will do what I think is best for the country. It's important that we find out who's responsible. Good night.
Good night.
At 22:42, call received on Berlin-based Chief's operational line. Man says he is senior officer of KGB. Would not give name. Open up. Thanks.
KGB officer asks if Mr. Edward Wilson is coming. He wants to know Mr. Edward Wilson's response.
Tell him Mr. Edward Wilson is here. He would like to know what he intends to provide us with in return.
He says in return for safe journey, he will provide Mr. Wilson with clear understanding of last three losses in Moscow and identities of Soviet agents in your country, penetrations of Moscow station.
You will also speak personally with Mr. Edward Wilson about
Ulysses. Things only he knows of Ulysses, how he thinks, what he plans to do, and what he wants Mr. Edward Wilson to think he is doing. To establish bona fides, he will carry with him KGB surveillance photographs of all CIA officers in Moscow, and will be more than happy to take polygraph.
Ulysses. Ask him what his weakness is.
The cold.
Let's get him over here.
My name is Valentin Grigorievich Mironov. My children's names are Anatoly and Sergei. My father played the cello, I play the violin. But you know this. I risk my life to come all the way to tell you this, to confirm what you already know.
You failed the polygraph, Mr. Mironov.
No, every Russian fails polygraph. Your polygraph doesn't understand the Russian soul. What more do you want? I've given you my bona fides, the names of agents.
Who has been compromised, who you need to know about. I wanted to speak to Mr. Edward Wilson.
We were told Mironov was with these men the day the photo was taken. We're not even sure that any of the circled men are him.
I told you this three times already. Sergei Budanov. I want to speak to Mr. Edward Wilson.
I would like some tea.
There isn't any.
I get thirsty when I sit too much. You going to keep up this inane questioning for much longer?
There's nothing you've told us we don't know, Mr. Milanov. I think you better try a little harder.
I didn't come here to deal with children, Mr. Edison. Or is it Mr. Brocco? We do our homework, too.
Hello, Mr. Mirano. I'm Mr. Wilson.
Hello, Mother.
Ulysses is obsessed with you. Night and day, you are always on his mind. He trusts nobody. The only one whom he lets close, it is Aide, Sasha. He is methodical. He plans things years in advance. For instance, you should know he has developed a friendship with a certain neighbor of yours, Fidel Castro. A young man he has high hopes for.
I understand you had a most interesting fish swim your way. Miss Rowland thought it might be possible for me to speak with him, with you, Mr. Chaperone, of course. I brought him a little gift. I'm sure he'll appreciate it.
Send Muranov in immediately.
It'll be nice to be closely working with you again. I expect you to show me Washington. We can paint the town red together.
Valentin Muranov, Arch Cummings.
It is a great pleasure to meet you.
My pleasure.
Now, please, sit down.
It's nice to have someone like you on our side of the street. I thought you may enjoy this. It's something you might appreciate. I hope you haven't read it.
Very clever.
Thank you.
All Russia is our orchard. The land is great and beautiful. There are many wonderful places in it.
Think, Anya. Your grandfather, your great-grandfather, and
this
all your
ancestors. Bad translation. It is much funnier than Russian.
Live in its souls. And now doesn't something human look at you from every cherry in the orchard? From every leaf and every stalk? Don't you hear their voices? It's awful. Your orchard is terrible. And when in the evening or at night you walk through the orchard and the old bark glows with a dim light and the old cherry tree seem to be dreaming of all that was 100, 200 years ago and are oppressed by their heavy
business. I'll do it immediately.
We've left those 200 years behind us, but so far we've gained nothing at all. We don't yet know what the past is to be to us. We only philosophize. We complain that we are dull, or we drink vodka. For it's so clear that in order to begin to live in the present, we must first redeem the past.
Are you Laura?
What?
Are you Laura? I'm supposed to offer you a ride.
No, Edward. Why all the mystery? Do you have children?
I have a boy. Edward Jr. Do you have anybody?
A cat? I've often imagined what my life would have been like with you.
And what did you imagine?
I thought you might teach. Probably poetry. I saw us living in a small college town. You once said to me you were afraid your life was already planned out for you. Are you doing what you want to do?
Life
has been full of surprises.
You owe me a day at the beach.
How long do you think you'll be?
As long as it takes.
I think maybe I'll go ahead.
All right.
Mother? There's an envelope for you on the desk.
Hey, look lovely. Mm,
thank you, Dad.
Mother forgot some of her things. I'll see you at home.
asked to give you this.
In an unprecedented effort to improve U.S.-Soviet ties, Premier Khrushchev began his 10-day tour of the United States today. The visit will start with a tour by President Eisenhower of our nation's capital, followed by a highly anticipated visit at the United Nations.
All right, now set it down.
Following that, the Soviet premier will travel across the country to more casual destinations, including America's mighty steel mills, wheat farms, and yes, Disneyland. President Eisenhower greeted Mr. Khrushchev this morning at Andrews Air Force Base as they prepared to discuss the ever-threatening military buildup by the Reds.
Our Gleekov's been chosen to compete in a national competition.
Now, back to the classical hour.
Would you come with me?
Would you like me to?
Very much.
Good to have you home.
Is the most powerful office in the free world. Through its leadership can come a more vital life for all of our people. In it are centered the hopes of the globe around us for freedom and a more secure life.
Senator Kennedy, if you don't win the presidential nomination, will you accept the vice presidency?
I shall not on any conditions be a candidate for vice president. If I fail in this endeavor, I shall return and serve in the United States Senate.
We have a secure circuit with Stockholm Station. Station reports they have a colonel, Directorate K, counterintelligence.
Do we have a name?
May I help you, sir?
I'm a colonel with the KGB. I'm requesting asylum.
What is your name?
My name is Valentin Grigorievich Mironov.
My name is Valentin Grigorievich Mironov.
The Southern who says he's Valentin Mironov is not who he pretends to be. Right? His real name is Yuri Modin.
He was Ulysses' right hand. He is Ulysses.
Just tell me your real name.
It is just Ulysses trying to discredit me.
My real name is Valentin Grigorievich Mironov. I was born in Bobruisk in 1924, attended the State Institute of International Relations, served for 3 years in naval intelligence. My wife's name is Tamara Markovskaya. My children's names are Anatoly and Sergei.
My father is a cellist, and I play the violin.
All I want is my freedom.
I'm sorry.
You see what you made me do? Now just tell me the truth. Because we're going to be here as long as it takes.
I want to know the truth. Tell me your
name. You know my name.
Your real name.
Mister, please, I'm not a liar.
I'd like to believe you, but I don't believe you. Understand? Now tell me your name.
My name is Mironov. It's Valentin Grigorievich Mironov.
Is that your name?
Yeah.
Is that your real name?
This is my name.
Tell me your name.
I told you my name.
Tell
I told
me your
you
name.
Hundred times.
Because we're not going anywhere. I don't want you to know that. We are not going anywhere. Today, tomorrow, next week, next
you
month.
Him. He is your mom. I'm not.
Do you understand? I'll be right in front of you.
Else.
The same position.
This is my name.
What is your name?
My name is Valentin Grigorievich Mironov. This is my name.
Tell me your name.
I don't have a different name.
Tell it. Tell it to me again.
Valentin Grigorievich Mironov.
Tell it to me again.
Valentin Grigorievich
Mironov. Tell me your fucking name!
Favorable results as a truth serum.
Пусть всегда будет небо, пусть всегда будет папа.
Что там, папа?
Ну, помню, папа, я помню. Я все стейшек вспомню, помню я. Помнишь Бобруйск? Одинково, Ярославль. Ой, да, папа, папа. Так, где папа? Папа. Служу Советскому Союзу.
Ура! Ура! Это есть. Дни и решительный бой с Сен-Петерна. Soviet power is a myth. The great show. No spare parts. Nothing is working. Nothing. It's nothing but paint and rust. But you.
You need to keep the Russian myth alive to maintain your military name. was never a threat. It will never be a threat. It is a rotted, bloated cow.
Things you don't know about me. I've spoken to a recruiter here. I would like very much to join the CIA.
There are a lot of things you can do. I'd like you to think about this very carefully.
I have thought about it carefully. It's what I want to do. I want to join the agency. I want to make you proud of me.
I am proud of you.
Oh, I've made up my mind, Father.
You can stop him. He doesn't understand what he's getting into. You can stop him.
I can't tell him what to do.
Yes, you can.
No, I can't.
Yes, you can, because he's doing it for you. Because he wants you to be proud of him and he wants to feel closer to you. You could have them reject.
Absolutely not. I won't do that to him.
Of course you won't. You wouldn't do anything for anybody but yourself.
That is unfair.
Unfair.
That is unfair.
You abandon people when they need you the most.
I don't abandon people.
You abandon people.
I do not abandon people.
It's true.
I have stood by you.
Stood
for
22
years. I have stood by you.
You don't know what it is to stand by
I have stood by you, and I've stood by him. I have done everything to be a good father to him.
You have done no such thing.
I married you because of him.
Don't love me, but you love him, and no matter what, you should stand by him and you should protect him.
I don't need you to tell me I have to protect my son.
Promise me that you'll protect him.
I'll protect him.
Today in Havana, Fidel Castro expels high-profile crime figures from Cuba, taking control of their hotels and casinos, popular vacation destinations for many Americans. Castro has nationalized over $1 billion from U.S. businesses in the past 6 months, and there's no telling what the communist...
I want to see a man in a hat.
He had three casinos down there until Castro sent him home. His people know how to be discreet. With the right encouragement, he could help. And he's very patriotic.
Jimmy, Mr. Carlson.
Tina, the kids.
All right, come on, kids. Come on, come on, come on. One piece. Here, here,
please. Sit down. Some water, some coffee, whatever.
Is there someplace else we could go?
Right, Daddy? We're going down to the beach. We'll be back in a while.
Make sure they don't go into the water unless somebody's watching them.
No, I'm going to let them drown.
Make sure they put their shoes on. They'll burn their feet.
Yeah, we're getting their shoes. All right, come on. Let's go.
So what do you want to talk to me about?
The government's about to deport you for certain activities.
I'm in this country since I'm 2 months old. Does that make me Italian? I'm American. Are they trying to send me back?
I could have the deportation order reviewed. Have you classified as highly sensitive for national security? I could take the government off your back if you can help us.
Usually the guys that scare me. You're the people that make big wars.
No, we make sure the wars are small ones, Mr. Paul.
Let me ask you something. We Italians, we got our families and we got the church. The Irish, they have the homeland. The Jews, their tradition. Even the niggers, they got their music. What about you people, Mr. Carlson? What do you have?
The United States of America. The rest of you are just visiting.
The president wants the noise level on the operation turned down. How many men are involved?
1,500. Tell them we're going instead to Bahia de Cochinos.
Noise level will be way down.
See you inside.
Did you hear what we were talking about?
No, I didn't hear anything.
If something was heard, it has to stay in this room.
Oh, I know that, Father.
Reverend Christensen will offer grace.
Agency first. God second.
Thank you, Lord, for bringing us safely here to be with our brothers and loved ones again. Our prayers are with our brothers whom God has seen fit to take into his gentle arms this year.
The Honorable Senator John Russell, Sr. Mr. Stephen Loomis Evans. Mr. Laughlin Loomis.
I'm gonna love you like nobody's loved you. Come rain or come shine. High as a mountain and deep as a river. Come rain or come shine.
Would you like to dance, Clover?
I haven't been Clover for a long time. Phoenix to live with my mother.
Based on the ringing of the church bells, we're going to assume the recording was made at the same time the photograph was taken.
We've checked the schedules for flights leaving major airports at or around 10 o'clock at night for a two-week period. There were flights leaving 9 cities. 6 were places that also would potentially have a fan made in Belgium. 5 of those places were also either tropical or in their summer seasons. 3 of those were places where French is spoken. We think the tape was made in either Dakar, Abidjan, or Congo Leo.
It is all gone. Hello, mother. Let me show you.
As you see, no cameras, no tape recorders. There is nothing else to know. Can I play something for you?
Everything's a secret.
You are brought up on secrets. What was such a big secret that his own son couldn't know?
He was standing outside talking. I'd heard something I wasn't supposed to, and he knew I'd listen to his conversation.
Something for you.
She's been an active asset of ours for some time. Until now. She loves your son. Sometimes even spiteful in love. We can protect him, make him safe. Nobody would know, not even him. All it would require is for you to help us when your help is needed.
I thought you would like to see this.
She's a very pretty girl. It's easy to see why she fell for you. I know it's an extremely difficult situation for you. I'm afraid I'm going to need your answer very soon. You must decide. What is of more importance to you? Your country or... or your son?
She's not who you think she is. She's not a friendly, Evelyn.
I don't believe you. Why should I believe you? You told me yourself not to trust anybody. And you're the master of creating the truth. I love her. I've asked her to marry me. I will not let you take that away from me.
I can't protect you anymore. I can't keep you safe.
Safe! Safe? I never felt safe. I was always frightened. I always lived in fear that something awful was going to happen to you. Or if not, to Mother or to me. I was always afraid because everything was a secret.
Overwhelming desire to hear you play the violin.
Play the violin? Edward, I am so tired. Can't this wait until tomorrow?
I'd appreciate it if you play now.
Now.
always wanted to hear something from me that was true.
He's Canis.
FBI, you're under arrest. Stand up.
Didn't learn how to hide in plain sight.
Where are they taking me? I can't go home. You know they can't trust me anymore. You know what they will do to me?
Sorry, Edward.
Truly, did like you. In another world, we actually would have been quite good friends.
Are you still there, Mother?
Your worst fear has come true.
Alone and friendless. Without a country of your
can be sure about her.
But she's about to be a part of your family. I believe in family. You want her to be a part of your family, don't you?
See you. We will talk again, my dear friend.
хочу купить маленький сувенир для моей дочки. У них не сдача с 20 лет. Sorry to bother. I want to buy a little souvenir for my daughter. They have no change.
Ну, думаю, что у меня, ну, видишь, нет ничего.
What does it cost?
It costs a dollar.
Here, it's a gift. Regards from the United States government.
It's a cardinal rule to be generous in a democracy.
Thank you. Хороший нет, да?
Yes, that's good.
It's so great. I'll get some champagne.
How's the flight?
It's long.
How do you like living in Phoenix?
First time I've slept in years.
Here we go.
Will you go inside, Mother?
Go inside.
Please, just go into the church.
She's pregnant.
So much.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes, it is.
Have you been here before, Mother?
No, I haven't.
Whose idea was that? It's classified. Mr. Allen has notified the president he'll resign. Something about Swiss bank accounts.
Where did these come from?
They were in the car. I thought you had them sent down, sir.
It seems the greedy bastard has been hiding money away for years. Whoever had the statement sent them to him in a box of Swiss chocolates. It wasn't you, was it? The president's asked me to become director and do a complete house cleaning at my discretion. I need someone I can trust. After all, we're still brothers. This building doesn't get built without you. You're CIA's heart and soul. Who knows? You might have a secret about me in that safe of yours. This whole wing will be your part of the world. Counterintelligence. Take a look around. I've got an oversight meeting. Can you imagine? They think they can look into our closet as if we'll let them. I remember a senator once asked me, when we talk about CIA, why we never use the word the in front of it. And I asked him, do you put the word the in front of God?
Say about me. I was weak. A coward. I compromised myself. My honor. My family. My country. I'm ashamed of myself. To my wife, I'm sorry I've done this to you. To my son, I hope you will grow to be a courageous man, a good husband, a good father. I hope whatever you decide to do, you lead a good, full life. I hope whatever your dreams may be, come true.